Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The National Weather Service in Anchorage has issued a winter weather advisory in effect midnight Saturday, December 31st through late Sunday night, January 1st for the western Kenai Peninsula, including the cities of Kenai, Soldana, Homer, and Cooper Landing. According to the National Weather Service, mixed precipitation is expected, total snow accumulation up to 2 inches, and ice accumulations of a glaze up to 2/10 of an inch expected with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour along Cook Inlet. Light precipitation is expected to develop Saturday evening through the overnight hours. Periods of precipitation will then persist through at least Sunday evening. When precipitation first arrives, it will mainly start as snow. Expect rain in the Homer area and other areas near sea level along Kachemak Bay. Snow and blowing snow along the Sterling Highway from Anchor Point to Kenai could lead to low visibilities. As warmer air moves in aloft Saturday evening into Sunday morning, precipitation will transition to freezing rain. Some areas will warm above freezing on Sunday, especially inland toward Cooper Landing. Areas near the inlet will likely hover right near the freezing mark. Travel could be hazardous. Areas of blowing snow along Cook Inlet could significantly reduce visibility. Slow down and use caution while traveling. For latest road conditions, call 511 or visit the store on our website at radiokenai.com. For the western Prince William Sound, including the cities of Whittier, Seward, Girdwood, and Moose Pass, a winter storm watch is in effect from Saturday evening through late Sunday night. From Saturday evening through late Sunday night, heavy snow and rain is possible. Total snow accumulations up to 6 inches, except 15 to 20 inches through Turnagain Pass. Easterly winds could gust as high as 80 miles per hour through Portage Valley and eastern Turnagain Arm and 15 to 30 miles per hour for the remainder of the area. Travel could be extremely hazardous. Areas of blowing snow, mainly through Turnagain Pass. Areas of blowing snow, mainly through Turnagain Pass area, could significantly reduce visibility. Strong winds could cause tree damage. There's quite a bit of uncertainty in the track of this storm, so exact timing and amount of precipitation could change. Steady light precipitation during the day Saturday will give way to much heavier precipitation beginning Saturday evening. Snow levels will start out at the 200 to 600 foot above sea level Saturday, then rapidly rise to 1,100 to 1,700 feet Sunday morning. Therefore, expect a quick transition from heavy snow to heavy rain. Areas right at sea level, including Whittier, Seward, and eastern Turnagain Arm, will see mostly rain from this storm with little or no snow accumulation. Winds will steadily strengthen Saturday through Saturday evening, then peak during the day Sunday. For latest details, listen here and visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. The Solana City Council enacted an ordinance accepting grant funds from the Alaska State Council of the Arts Community Arts Partnership Grant and increasing the estimated revenues and appropriations by $20,000 in the Parks and Recreation Capital Project Fund for the development of an Arts and Culture Master Plan. Stephanie Queen, the Solana City Manager, talks about accepting the grant funds.
One of the concepts was to work with the community in a community engagement effort and development of a plan that would look at existing cultural resources and organizations, existing opportunities, and potential next steps. We had applied for two separate grants. One was through the state of Alaska's Council on the Arts, and that's the grant we recently were notified that the city's been awarded.
The proposed budget for this project included $20,000 in matching funds from the city's coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds under the American Rescue Plan Act, which were previously appropriated. Queen discusses the original grants as matching funds.
The original grant of $20,000, we had proposed in our grant application a matching amount of $20,000 from the ARPA funds, which are already appropriated. We will put out a competitive RFP for a consultant. I think this grant has a fairly quick timeline, so I anticipate that work would start immediately.
More at RadioKenai.com. That's news of the Kenai in Alaska. I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.